booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's start a brand new week. Hopefully you had a nice weekend and a pleasant Mother's Day. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. Good to see ya. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a lovely weekend at my house. And I hope, Deb, you had a wonderful weekend. She's following breaking news, of course. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid will be up with sports at 5:15. And, Frank, I think people are going to be talking about many things today, not the least of which is sad news for the Obamas and bad news for the Kentucky Derby winner. Holy moly. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, the UK's green list, we're not on it. But there is hope, so just stay tuned.
Well, you're going to tell us whether that means we can go to the UK anytime soon or not.
Not immediately, but yes.
All right. Well, that certainly is going to be interesting. Sid Rosenberg has sports, an interesting weekend for the New York Metropolitans. Major controversy, as Juliet alluded to, with the Kentucky Derby. More shootings here in Manhattan. We'll give you all the latest on that. And a whole bunch of stuff happening politically. A lot of GOP infighting, and it doesn't appear to be abating any time soon. Meantime, a lot of people very excited for Joe Nolan's first day of summer bash on May 28th. And Joe Nolan, of course, brings you the traffic and the transit report every 10 minutes on the sevens. Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Joseph.
How was your weekend?
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. Thank you very much for mentioning that for me. Route 17 southbound at Allendale Road. All lanes are closed. Northbound, two lanes are closed. An overturned tractor trailer, a fuel spill. So as you get through that area, you're going to have a real mess. And in that part of New Jersey, there's really not a lot you can do to get around Route 17. So southbound, everything is shut down at Allendale Road. And on the northbound side, the left and center lanes are going to be closed. I guess you can take 208 on out to 287 and get around it that way. Cross Bronx eastbound, the Deegan, there's a spin out. That's all off on the shoulder and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations, again today, are going to be in effect. This report, service a Rocket Mortgage when you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help plan certainty. Rocket can. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the sevens. Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. I wish I could go to that event, but I'll be down in Miami with my little birthday girl, little Eliana. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today it's going to be rainy, some clearing in the afternoon. Shouldn't be too heavy, though. Chance of rain is about 40%, so I guess it's just depending on where you live. Tomorrow, things look better. Intervals of clouds and sunshine popping out there, a high of 64. It's only going to get to 62 today. And Wednesday looks pretty nice as well. 64 degrees, sunshine, few clouds, light winds. Thursday, 68 degrees. We're just inching up there, just slowly inching up. 68 degrees, but sunny with some afternoon clouds. And currently the temperature in New York City is 49 degrees.
Well, the nation is turning the corner on the pandemic. Those are the words from White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeffrey Zients. He told CNN that the light at the end of the tunnel is growing brighter and brighter. But he stressed how important it still is for people to get vaccinated and wear masks inside. He says 58% of all adults now have at least one shot, adding everyone needs to stay disciplined to get back to normal.
This is the problem, Frank, because he says still wear masks inside. Fauci essentially suggesting to lose the masks. That was the message from him over the weekend. Dr. Fauci told ABC on Sunday that he agreed it's time to start relaxing the mask guidelines when indoors, saying, quote, we need to start being more liberal as we get more people vaccinated. You know, many experts do agree. They say the CDC guidelines are a bit too strict at this point, but you know, I think the concern is just that we need a little bit more time and just to get more people vaccinated, and then we'll be good to go.
Well, there is a really frightening situation happening with respect to the American energy markets. The White House is preparing for possible next steps after a ransomware cyber attack on an oil pipeline. Officials already declared an emergency, and now the Colonial Pipeline Company is working to restart its system, which was temporarily shut down Friday. It says it's waiting to confirm all is safe. More than 5,000 miles of the pipeline were taken offline to contain the threat. The shutdown could cause gas prices to rise nationwide within the next few days.
New reports about behind-the-scenes drama during the Trump administration. AG Bill Barr reportedly threatened to quit back in 2020 after the then-president tried to fire FBI Director Chris Wray. Apparently, Trump was angry over Wray's handling of the Hunter Biden email scandal. So there was a little bit of that that came out over the weekend. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more as more books start to come out from some of these former administrations.
Well, the situation involving the Kentucky Derby winner is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A Hall of Fame trainer is suspended after the Kentucky Derby winner failed a drug test after the race. He denies the allegations, saying it's an injustice to Medina Spirit. That's the horse's name. He claims the drug in question was not used to treat the horse, but if a second test comes back positive, the colt could be disqualified from his May 1st win, and Mandaloon would be declared the champion. This comes as Medina Spirit prepares for Saturday's Preakness Stakes.
Yeah, and by the way, this only happened once in Kentucky Derby history, having a horse's win become invalidated. I think it was the last time in 1968, Dancer's Image.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if they know that there's a danger, that if they know the horse is going to be tested and there's a danger of the horse win being vacated, why would you drug the horse?
I think Bob Baffert, who is the trainer and is sort of a legendary name at Churchill Downs and other courses, I think he has had some other horses who have tested positive recently.
Interesting.
If I'm not mistaken. So if the findings are upheld, the Churchill Downs officials say that they're going to declare Mandaloon the winner, and Baffert is suspended currently. So we'll see what happens with that. But I agree, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, they know that they're going to be tested now. If there are ways that they thought that they could get around it, who knows? Meantime, a Chinese interpreter is adamantly denying that she is the cause of the Bill and Melinda Gates breakup. The 36-year-old apparently works for the couple's foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and she posted on the Chinese social media website Weibo that she is most certainly not Bill Gates' mistress, and she slammed those for spreading what she calls unfounded rumors. The other thing is that we're hearing that the relationship between the couple started to founder when Bill Gates had a meeting with Jeffrey Epstein at his townhouse, and apparently Melinda Gates was not happy about that and really felt like this is a big problem, and that according to rumor. But sometimes these rumors have a little bit of truth to them.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting that she would make that an issue and potentially put this out there publicly.
Yeah, really.
Very, very curious that Bill Gates would meet with somebody that at that time was already a convicted sex offender. I mean, I still can't figure out what Jeffrey Epstein had on everybody that people were still so willing to deal with him business-wise and socially, even after he was sort of publicly disgraced.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, also, you just remember that a lot of people tend to be forgiving of celebrities and VIPs and really, really rich people. They can do whatever the heck they want to do, unlike the mere peasantry, you know?
Well, no, that's exactly why I'm trying to become either a celebrity or very, very wealthy, so that people are more likely to forgive me. All right. Well, an annual tradition unlike any other is returning to Florida this summer. The Ernest Hemingway Lookalike Contest will take place in July. The event started about 40 years ago, but was canceled last year because of the pandemic. It's part of the Hemingway Days Festival held in Key West. Mm. That's where the legendary author spent most of the 1930s writing from the island.
You know, I covered that one year when I was working out of the Miami Bureau for Fox. And it is really amazing. There are some guys who literally are his double. Like, I guess it's easier when you have your face covered with a beard.
Sure.
It's a little easier to pull that off. But I mean, just some of the, you know, even down to the squinty eyes and everything, it's pretty interesting. All right, shut up and make coffee. That is the message from thousands of Starbucks fans. It seems that a lot of folks are not thrilled with the coffee chain's social media posts, specifically the ones condemning Asian hate and applauding the Derek Chauvin verdict. BuzzFeed reports the outcry has gotten so bad and so abusive at times that Starbucks execs are thinking about pulling their Facebook account. And Facebook, of course, is not happy about this because it brings a lot of attention to Facebook.
Well, speaking of a lot of attention, a man who has a way of capturing attention, whether he's on the radio or on the television screen or in print, is Hollywood Sid Rosenberg.
Oh, come on. No.
Movies are next, Sid.
That's right.
Movies are
That's
next.
Right.
I have already got an offer from Ron Insana, CNBC. He's doing a movie on the stock market crash of 1963. He'll be in Los Angeles this week. Coming up, the budget's about $3 million, and he's already offered me a role in my first movie.
Sid, Sid, yes. Have you asked him if he was in that crowd at the Led Zeppelin?
No, because I saw that tweet on Saturday, which is magnificent, by the way, and I spoke to him before that. So, but I'm going to talk to him this week. I will.
It's going to. It literally is driving me crazy, and I feel like a stalker if I tweet him because I don't know him. So,
well, I'll give you his cell phone number. How about
that's
that?
That's okay. Don't
Exciting weekend for the baseball locals, starting with the Yankees. The Yankees, for the second consecutive day yesterday, win it in walk-off fashion.
Chance to win it. Hit sharply and through for a base hit, and the Yankees win. 3-2, Stanton with an RBI single. The Yankees walk it off 2 days in a row, and they complete an outstanding homestand, winning 7, losing 2.
That's Michael Kay on the calls on Carlos Stanton, his club beating 24th RBI, the walk-off win yesterday. Gleyber Torres with the walk-off hit on Saturday. And yes, the Yankees beat Washington 3-2. They took 2 out of 3 in that series. You heard Michael Kay say it. The Yankees go 7-2 on the homestand, find themselves now at 18-16, 3.5 back of the Boston Red Sox, enjoying a day off today. They're in Tampa for those Devil Rays coming up tomorrow. The Rays have beaten the Yankees now 18 of the last 23 times. The Mets won yesterday, too. They beat Arizona 4-2. Don't look now, but the Mets are back in first place. They've won 5 in a row. They are 18-13, one game up on Philly, and a game and a half up on the Braves. But there was some bad news. Starter Jacob DeGrom once again. Right side tightness, pulled after 5. He did get the win, but he's back now with an MRI. Here is Michael Conforto talking about how pitching has actually won these games for the red-hot New York Mets, now winners of 5 in a row.
They're lights out. You know, they really have done a great job, and we owe, you know, a big part of this, sweep to those guys.
NBA yesterday, the Knickerbockers, man, they stayed red hot, beat the Clippers 106-100, 25 for Derrick Rose off the bench, 24 for Reggie Bullock. Knicks needed the win to stay in that 4 seed inside the East, right now just a half a game better than the Hawks and the Miami Heat. NHL tonight, the Islanders are in Boston for the Bruins, and the Devils are in Philadelphia for the Flyers. Sports at 15:45 for WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
Sid, indeed. He'll be back in a half hour. Joe Nolan has the traffic every 10 minutes on the 7s. Hello there, Joe. Good morning.
And hello there, Frank. And again, we continue to have this major issue up here on Route 17. As you begin to travel southbound Allendale Road, all lanes are closed. An overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. It's also affecting the northbound side where 2 lanes are out, the left and center. So this is going to be here for a while. It's an upper Saddle River. You want to avoid that if you can. Cross Bronx on the eastbound side of the Deegan, that spin out is still there. Off on the shoulder, and then on the Gowanus now, coming inbound right at Hamilton Avenue, a disabled, again, one lane out of service, and now an accident on the Southern State westbound at Fletcher Avenue, and alternates out of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. Mass Transit's good. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, so I was a bit off last week when I was predicting that it would be good news on unemployment, but Frank is going to give us a little bit of an update in his business report coming up. And coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, when Americans can travel to England, it may be sooner than you think.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Wall Street kicks off a fresh trading week after the Dow Jones and S&P 500 both closed again at record highs on Friday, despite a jobs report that had more than 700,000 fewer jobs created in April than expected. The Labor Department reported only 266,000 jobs were added last month. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 229 points. The S&P added almost 31 points, and the NASDAQ gained 119 points. Now, about those jobs numbers, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling for states to stop giving the unemployed an extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits. The business group said it's keeping some Americans at home and out of the labor market where there are plenty of jobs available. Chamber Executive Vice President Neil Bradley said paying people not to work is one of the reasons behind last week's disappointing jobs report. Only 266,000 jobs were created last month, even though analysts expected about a million. Congress passed the extra $300 boost, and that program is scheduled to go through early September. The chamber says with the boost, about one in four unemployed workers are earning more staying home than they would be working at a job. Julia.
Of unemployed or potentially unemployed in the future, she teaches Spanish at the Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering up there in Morningside Heights. But that didn't stop 37-year-old Amanda Fletcher from giving her students an X-rated course in health. The teacher was caught on Zoom sucking a man's nipple and gyrating on him about 10 minutes before the end of class. Of course, the tech-savvy kids recorded the racy scene and reposted it on various social media platforms. Fletcher reportedly did not give an excuse, but it's likely she didn't realize her camera was on. I would say that that's probably a good bet. Apparently, she has been reassigned, and the Department of Education says it's going to pursue some sort of disciplinary action. Meantime, this isn't the first time a teacher has been caught behaving badly on camera. Just recently, a Catholic school teacher down in Columbia was seen kissing his wife's breasts on Zoom during class.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. You know, look, getting frisky. I mean, there are just certain times you probably should avoid doing it at all costs.
I'll say.
While teaching children.
I'll say. All right. New Jersey's COVID vaccination rates are going up as new infections drop. Governor Murphy says more than 7.6 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered throughout the state. Nearly 3.6 million New Jerseyans are now fully vaccinated. This, as New Jersey reported 673 additional infections yesterday and confirmed 13 new deaths.
Well, we'll keep on the COVID front. Some ominous news from World Health officials who say COVID vaccine hesitancy is threatening global herd immunity, and that could create major health and economic problems worldwide. A new Gallup poll, meantime, found people in richer countries like the U.S. tend to be more wary of getting the jab compared to people in poorer parts of the world. Of those who are currently saying, no, we will not get the jab, 79% say they are adamant in their refusal and nothing is going to change their mind. 16% say they aren't sure if they'll change their mind. And just 5% said that their mind could be changed. Also, when it comes to gender, who do you think, Frank, is more likely to be inflexible, women or men, about that now they don't want their jab, but maybe they'll get it later?
I would say women.
Women are, you are right, they are more likely to be inflexible. 81% saying nothing would change their mind. Meantime, the CDC says more than 5 million Americans haven't returned to get their second dose. Some think one is good enough. That is wrong, by the way, FYI. Others are worried about side effects, both immediate and down the road. As of today, roughly 46% of the U.S. has started their vaccine series. As of Saturday, with 34% fully vaccinated.
Well, it seems like we're gradually moving.
Getting up there.
In the right direction. Well, you're going to be hearing about this all day, this terrible shooting in Times Square. A person of interest has been named in conjunction with Saturday's Times Square shooting. The NYPD reporting 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad is the suspect, identified by his brother, and that the sibling, an illegal street vendor, was the intended target. Instead, three others were hit, including, very tragically, a 4-year-old girl who was toy shopping with her parents and a 43-year-old woman from New Jersey. It was just before 5 p.m. when men began arguing at 44th Street and 7th Avenue. The trio victims are recovering at Bellevue Hospital.
Awful. Well, the front runner in the New York City mayor's race is under fire again. Andrew Yang is getting heat for some comments that he made over the weekend. It wasn't so much, Frank, what he said as, well, it was what he said, but it was also where he said it. He was at a campaign event at a Brooklyn church, St. Anne's, I believe it was, on Saturday, and he was talking about how little he knew about the world back in his college days, his old college days back at Columbia. So he used a curse word to emphasize his point. And the backlash began very quickly. Supporters, they didn't seem too bothered by it, but folks on Twitter went ballistic, accusing him of being disrespectful and immature, and how dare you do that in a house of worship.
Can you give us a clue as to what the curse word was that he used?
It was another word for manure.
I see. Okay. Yes. You know, I've heard Catherine Garcia refer to herself as the get blank done candidate. And she says it, and I think the only reason why there's not a kerfuffle when she says it is, I understand Andrew Yang was in a house of worship, but is that because she's polling near the bottom of the candidates listed and he's polling at the top? It goes to show you there's a different set of standards, I guess, for different candidates.
Well, maybe that. I mean, I do think that this slowly the words, the curse words, you know, the seven curse words are starting to leak into our lexicon, be it if we are presidents or if we're hosts on CNN. I mean, people are starting to use these words more and more.
You're right.
Especially
the
S word.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. Well, the rise in crime in New York City is drawing a response from all the candidates for mayor. Saturday's shooting in Times Square that I was just telling you about has gotten the attention from Democrats and Republicans alike. Democratic candidate Andrew Yang went so far as to say that defunding the police is wrong. Meantime, Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa, our former colleague who you can hear on the Bernie and Sid show this morning, says Saturday's shooting is why he fully supports, quote, refunding the police.
He was a fixture at the White House during the early 2000s, but sadly, the Obama family's dog, Bo, has gone off to greener pastures. Oh, so sad. The 12-year-old was a gift from the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Bo was there for both presidential terms, along with Sonny, who joined the family in 2013. The former president posted a statement coupled with pictures on Twitter saying, "Today our family lost a true friend and loyal companion. He tolerated all the fuss that came with being in the White House, had a big bark but no bite, and had great hair. He was exactly what we needed and more than we ever expected. We will miss him dearly."
5:27, time for traffic and transit on the 7th. Joe Nolan, do you ever get concerned that your function as a traffic analyst could be essentially be replaced with devices like Waze and GPS and so forth?
No, because there's nothing like having a live person telling you what's going on.
Well, I agree. I agree.
You know, they're great tools and they're great to have in the car, but it'll never, I shouldn't say never, never say never, but I've never really worried about that at all, because what we do is a lot more than just give you the traffic. And we entertain you too. I mean,
that's exactly true.
You know, I mean, Wave isn't going to, you know, make you laugh, hopefully.
All right. We'll make this a very entertaining traffic report for us, Joe.
Unfortunately, I tell you what, we got a big old problem up here on Route 17. This is in Upper Saddle River, southbound Allendale Road. All lanes are closed with an overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Northbound left and center lanes are going to be closed. Now, on the Cross Bronx on the eastbound side of the Deegan, there's a spin out off on the shoulder. The inbound go on is BQE. We're bumper to bumper at Hamilton Avenue with a stall, one lane out of service. Transit Authority, the Uptown number one trains, express only from 96th Street to 125th Street with equipment problems and alternate side of the street. Parking rules are in effect. This report of service of Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates in real time. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
The CDC updated its testing requirements for people coming into the U.S. from other countries. Wait till you hear what you have to do. That's coming up in Jet Set Juliet at 5:40. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's headlines. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Juliet from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. Well, the NYPD says the brother of the Times Square shooter has identified the gunman as his brother, 31-year-old Farrakhan Mohammed. The brother says he was actually the intended target here, not three innocent bystanders, including a 4-year-old girl shot Saturday at 7th Avenue and 44th Street. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
A dispute occurred on the street involving at least 2 to 4 people. It is during this dispute that at least one person pulls out a gun. This is early, and that could change. And it is during that pulling out the gun and the gunfire that three individuals that were not involved in the initial dispute were struck.
Muhammad is known to operate as an illegal vendor in the Times Square area. He was charged earlier in a separate random assault. That was last year. Four people in stable condition after being shot Sunday afternoon on Chancellor Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. All four are reportedly in stable condition, and police say so far there are no arrests. A Queens man walked into the 105th precinct with bloodied clothing, confessing to the killing of his mother. Police say 28-year-old Pushkar Sharma is charged with murder as well as sex abuse. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News, I'm Sal Giangrasso. The unimaginable at a birthday party.
A day of celebration turning into a day of tragedy for partygoers in Colorado Springs. A gunman opened fire at a birthday party, killing six adults before taking his own life. The suspect was the boyfriend of a female victim. Children at the party were not hurt, though, and police have not released the identities of the shooter or the victims. A motive is not known either at this time.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Digging deeper at the gas pump again.
The price of gasoline keeps rising. This is another 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.02, and this price is $1.05 above what it was 1 year ago. The causes do not yet include the closure of the Colonial Pipeline.
Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg, some experts predict little impact on gasoline prices if the pipeline's back to normal soon. America's listening to Fox News.
And informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much. WABC Early News time is 5:31. I'm Juliet Huddy, and Frank Morano is here as well. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, a lot of people are really fretting about this U.S. not being on the U.K. green list for travel, but don't fret, people. I've got the there's a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
I saw they have a result in the London mayoral election as
they
well.
Do.
So hopefully we can bring that to folks' attention as well. And high school students across the country were recently tested on their knowledge of all things, Taylor Swift. CNN reporting. The singer made her way onto a question in the 2021 AP U.S. Government and Politics exam. A spokesperson for the College Board, Jerome White, said the question asked students to look at voter laws and procedures that impact participation. The question centered around Swift's 2018 Instagram post, where she asked followers to elect Democrat Phil Bredesen as a Tennessee senator.
The verdict is in. COVID vaccines are safe for pregnant women. Experts say the data clearly shows there is no risk to mothers-to-be or their unborn children. However, experts do say that premature births are more likely for pregnant women who catch the virus. So in other words, I think the message here is make sure that you don't catch the virus if you're pregnant. So go get a vaccine.
Speaking of the vaccine, Global Citizens Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, is raising hundreds of millions of dollars for coronavirus relief. The organization says the event raised over $302 million and will provide over 26 million coronavirus vaccines across the world. The special was filmed earlier in the month at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, but it aired on Saturday. Singer Selena Gomez hosted while President Biden, Vice President Harris, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and many others made appearances. Artists like Jennifer Lopez, the Foo Fighters, and her all hit the stage to perform.
And speaking of Prince Harry, we have a royal alert for you. The simmering feud between Britain's two princes appears to be bubbling up again. Insiders say the royal family is growing anxious over William and Harry's next planned get-together, which happens to be on what would have been their mother Diana's 60th birthday. The brothers are apparently insisting on giving separate speeches at this event. It's coming up in July, when they're expected to dedicate a statue in her honor. Royal watchers thought that they would probably go for, you know, speaking together, going up to the podium and kind of talking together, or giving at least a sort of statement in unison. But apparently the men are saying, no, we want to each give our own. Palace officials are reportedly worried that the feud will cast a cloud over what is supposed to be a heartfelt occasion. Mm. And the focus is supposed to be on Diana. They better get their acts together. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Dogecoin is going to the moon. SpaceX plans to launch a rocket carrying a payload bound for the moon that will be funded entirely by the cryptocurrency. Geometric Energy Corporation is behind the Doge 1 mission to the moon that's set to take place next year. SpaceX founder Elon Musk has been a huge proponent of Dogecoin. The company's vice president of commercial sales says the Doge 1 mission will demonstrate the viability of cryptocurrency.
Did you see him on Saturday Night Live?
I did. I didn't watch the whole show, but I saw the beginning, and I thought he was actually phenomenal.
I thought he was amazing. He's so strange. The guy is very, very odd. And he admitted that he has Asperger's. So that's why he can come off as a bit eccentric. But I think he said that he was the first person with Asperger's to host. And I don't know that that's true, because I think, didn't Dan Aykroyd say he has Asperger's?
He did say that. And that's a great observation. I know Dan Aykroyd was obviously a very prominent member of the cast in the early years. But I'm assuming at some point Dan Aykroyd has hosted as well.
I don't know. I guess that's a big question. But technically, that could be true. Who knows? But yes, I thought he was very funny. A mysterious discovery in a Mexican cave.
I just looked this up, Juliet. You are correct.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd has hosted. He does have Asperger's, and he did host first before Elon Musk did.
Well, I guess whatever. a mysterious discovery in a Mexican cave, Frank. Children's handprints dating back 1,200 years. Experts believe they were part of a Mayan sort of coming-of-age ritual. A total of 137 handprints were found. Some were black, which researchers believe represented death, and others were red, which could signal life or perhaps war.
5:37, speaking of warring, let's check in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, if you're on Route 17 southbound Allendale Road, all lanes are closed. An overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Northbound, the left and center lanes are going to be closed. And again, all this because of this overturned truck and a big fuel spill. So look for delays both directions as you come on up to the area of Allendale Road, both ways on Route 17. Eastbound on the Jackie Robinson at Cypress Hill. Again, that accident still there. Cross Bronx spin out still being cleared. Still a delays on the Uptown 1 trains, express only between 96th and 125th Street. That with equipment problems and alternate side again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much. Frank is going to be talking inflation in his business report coming up momentarily, and also in your Jet Set Julia travel update after the business report. Touring the Acropolis or sipping a Mai Tai on the beach? Which vacation is more appealing to COVID-weary Americans? You may be surprised. Also, cruise officials are hinting that they may be pulling up anchor from Florida ports for good.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
5:40, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Wall Street kicking off a fresh trading week after the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 once again closed at record highs on Friday. The S&P added almost 31 points, the NASDAQ gained 119 points, and the Dow Jones was up 229 points. Consumer inflation expectations for April are due today. Analysts are forecasting a slight rise to 3.3%, up from 3.2% in March. The report will be out at 11 o'clock this morning, Juliet.
Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV or Instagram as well for details and pictures and all that information. So as I told you guys on Friday, I was getting pretty concerned about the UK's green list. And based on the sort of investigation that I was doing, I predicted that the U.S. would not be given the green light. I mean, it's not like I'm some, soothsayer here, but I was looking at some of the people in the industry who are travel writers who are really connected, and they weren't feeling very positive. And it turns out they were correct. Britain's government made the announcement Friday at 5 p.m. local time, and Americans and British tourists will most likely not be crisscrossing the Atlantic anytime in the immediate future. We were not one of the 12 greenlit countries. We were on the amber list, which means if you're coming from the States going to England, you're going to have to quarantine for 10 days once you get there, which, you know, that's not a vacation for most people. On the bright side, the UK government will review the list every 3 weeks. So, Frank, it's possible that Americans can make it over soon, just not like right now. U.S. officials are clearly not happy about this. The head of the U.S. Travel Association, Roger Dow, says that the UK's decision isn't backed by science. Not only that, Dow claims that the U.S. economy will lose $262 billion and 1.1 million jobs if its borders remain shut with one of its most important international partners. This is a big deal. Absolutely. I have a feeling, I just have a strange feeling that this is going to last 3 weeks and we're going to be on the green list in 3 weeks.
Have they indicated what criteria the United States would have to meet in order to get back in the good?
They kind of were a little bit namby-pamby about it. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling a lot of it is having to do with the Biden administration, including the UK, on the do not travel list, which is not doesn't mean that you're banned from travel. It just means that it's a warning and says, you know, you probably shouldn't travel there. But I think that's going to change. I do. Meantime, the CDC updated its testing requirements for people coming into the U.S. from other international destinations. Whether you're somebody who lives over in Europe and you're coming here, or you're somebody that lives here and just traveled to Europe and is coming back, all travelers had to provide a negative COVID test taken no more than 3 days before departing back for the United States. But the new rule will allow travelers flying into the U.S. to use home tests. Okay, that's reasonable. Great. Here's the problem. The home test has to be supervised by a telehealth provider associated with a test manufacturer. So they're basically a proctor. You're going to have to, you know, get your test ready, sit at home in your bathroom, wherever you're going to do it, and then call up this telehealth provider, and they'll sit there and they'll watch remotely and watch you take your test and then log the result. It sounds a little strange to me. I'm going to do some more investigating on this. But you never know. Maybe it'll work out. Also, I've been talking to you guys quite a bit about the cruise lines and the extreme things that they're doing in order to get approval to start cruising from U.S. ports again. They're cruising from other ports around the world, but not the U.S. ports. Now, obviously, a lot of these ports are down in Florida. It is a huge, really important, really crucial hub for the industry, and it provides the Florida economy with a lot of money. That is now in real jeopardy. Norwegian Cruise Line officials say they may be moving their ships to other markets permanently. They implied that. The reason is a new state law that bans COVID vaccine mandates. Essentially, it bans businesses from requiring vaccinations. And so, obviously, if you're a business, you're a cruise company, they're requiring people get vaccinated before they get on the ship for obvious reasons. Well, officials from most of the major cruise lines say getting the industry going again means vaccines are necessary. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis isn't budging, so this could be a real killer to the Florida cruise industry and economy if the cruise lines pull up anchor and move elsewhere. It's a big deal. I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to do this. Maybe they're just trying to, you know, threaten. I don't know. But it seems pretty obvious to me that they're not going to get going if they don't have vaccinations. And if the governor says you can't vaccinate, then they're not going to be moving out. So it's a little bit of a concern.
It's a catch-22. Or is it the chicken and the egg?
I think it's the chicken and the egg.
Right. Either way. Yeah. All right. Speaking of chickens and eggs.
What?
Sid Rosenberg has all the latest sports-related news. What's happening, Sid? I hope Danielle had a nice Mother's Day yesterday.
We had a very nice Mother's Day. Thank you. Danielle did. Hopefully the same for all you folks as well.
What are you guys going to do about June and UK?
I don't know. I mean, I'm getting my second shot next week, and my wife still refuses to get the shot, so I don't know.
Oh, but you're not going to be, but we're not on the list. We're not on the UK's green
list. Oh, we can't go anyway?
Well, and not unless you want to quarantine there for 10 days.
No, I don't want to do that, no.
Right.
That's why you have to listen telemetically to that Jet Set Juliet.
I know I do. Yes.
I know, this is ridiculous. It tunes me out. Like all
I don't.
The men in my life.
I'm a huge, huge fan of yours, and I love you to pieces. You know that's true. You know that's true. It was an exciting weekend. If you did bet Medina Spirit in the Kentucky Derby, you don't have to give your money back. You know, I've not heard this story, but Bob Baffert has been suspended. The horse, it turns out, they gave the horse steroids. And that horse is not going to end up winning the Kentucky Derby. But if you did bet that horse, you still get to keep your winnings. How does that make any sense? Make any sense? No. All right, baseball, Yankees, another walk-off win. Saturday, Gleyber Torres. Sunday, Giancarlo Stanton. Yankees beat the Nationals 3-2. They took 2 out of 3 from Washington. Yanks went 7-2 on this homestand. They're now at 18-16 on the season. Second place, 3.5 behind the Red Sox. Here was skipper Aaron Boone after the win.
These guys keep grinding away and finding a way to win ball games, and that's, you know, it's not always going to be easy. It's not always, you know, always going to just have your way with the team, but you're going to have to win these tough ones.
Yankees are off today. They start a series in Tampa Bay against the Rays tomorrow. By the way, the Rays have now beaten the Yankees 18 of their last 23 times. The Mets 1-2, beat Arizona 4-2. That's the good news. They've now won 5 in a row. They're 18-13. They're in first place atop the NL East. Here's the bad news. Jacob DeGrom takes himself out in the sixth once again. That right side stiffness, getting an MRI. He did get the win yesterday. But again, DeGrom could be on the show. We'll have to wait and see. Mets are off today as well, and they start a new series coming up tomorrow against the Orioles. Matt Harvey will pitch in Queens. The Knicks beat the Clippers 106-100. 25 for Derrick Rose, 24 for Reggie Bullock. Here's Derrick Rose on his roll.
Whatever the team needs, like I say, I'm the newcomer, like I always say. So if it was 10, 5, 2, it really don't matter. Tell me, as long as we get the win.
With the win, the Knicks remain the 4 seed in the East, but that's very, very close. Just a half game better than both the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks. Islanders in Boston tonight, Devils in Philly. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid.
5:47, here's the traffic with Joe.
Well, on Allendale Road on Route 17 now, all lanes are closed in both directions coming up to this incident with the overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. It's going to be there for a while, so you want to avoid Route 17 if you can, that part of Bergen County. Now, you're also going to be looking in trouble inbound George Washington Bridge. An accident, the right lane is out. The Jackie Robinson at Cypress Hills, that accident continues with one lane out of service. We have a new problem, this one on Route 80, westbound at exit 58. There's a collision. The one trains, uptowns, are express only, 96 to 125th Street with equipment problems. An alternate site again today is in effect. This report of service of Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery for online orders on over 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities. When it comes to serving you, Napa Motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. And from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today we will see some showers early with some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 62. Tomorrow looks like we'll have a mix between clouds at times and sun at times with a high of 64 degrees. Wednesday, same thing, 64 degrees, mostly sunny with a few clouds around. And Thursday, 68 degrees, getting a lot warmer as the day goes on. I like it. Sunny all day, maybe a few afternoon clouds. Currently the temperature in New York City is 49 degrees.
New York Post, surprisingly, in my view anyway, endorsing Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams for mayor of New York City. In an editorial in today's paper, the New York Post editorial board says that Eric Adams is the candidate with the best chance of solving the issues bedeviling the whole city. They cite his top priority being reversing the rocketing rise in crime, and also praised Adams for his willingness to raise the charter school cap and his willingness to bring back the NYPD street crime unit.
Well, not happy with any Republican candidates?
I guess not.
Oof. Well, it is one way to get people vaccinated, I guess. UCLA researchers found a third of America's vaccine holdouts would break down and go for the jab if they were fairly compensated. And by fair, Frank, I don't mean a free beer. 34% said that they would be more likely to get vaccinated if they were paid $100. But public health experts, of course, warned that there is a thin line between incentivizing and coercion.
I mean, I feel like they're giving free beers out in Jersey and other places are giving these financial incentives. It seems a little unfair to those of us that got vaccinated early on that we didn't get any of these incentives.
Well, I mean, would you have held out to get a free beer later on?
No, but I feel like I should get it retroactively.
I mean, I'll buy you one. How about that? If it just keeps you quiet.
Thank you. I'll take
okay.
it. Fine.
You got it.
All right. World records can be hard to break. Well, that wasn't the case for a Virginia man. Paul Ufema broke the world record for the fastest time to build the world's largest Lego set. The Forest Man set the new Forest Virginia man set the new record back in February in less than 14 hours. The set is a replica of the Roman Colosseum and has more than 9,000 pieces. He was even given a certificate to highlight just how amazing his talents are.
The Biden administration is gearing up for COVID booster shots this fall, Frank. So we're already into that mode now, apparently. Experts say high-risk groups will likely be the first group eligible for the updated shot. Well, that makes sense because, I mean, you're getting a booster, which means that it, you know, your time is starting to run out as far as the efficacy of the shot. And the people who got the shots in the first place were the people who were in these higher risk groups. Okay, so that makes sense. But ultimately, it will be the CDC who makes the determination.
Juliet, you may have seen this because you are a jet setter, a world traveler, and somebody very attuned to what's happening in Europe. But
yes.
I think this is fascinating, and it's something I'd love to see come to Staten Island. Italy's capital is offering a less traditional means of ordering pizza. A pizza vending machine called Mr. Pizza Go is now in the heart of Rome. With the birthplace of pizza just right around the corner in Naples, many local reviews are less than enthusiastic of the vending machine. Mm-hmm. Customers can watch the machine knead and top the dough through a small window. It can cook four types of pizza in 3 minutes, with each pie costing the equivalent of $5 to $7 U.S. dollars.
Well, you made with a great point. Rome is not where you go to get pizza. Naples is where you go to get pizza. People need to understand that. There are all sorts of different regions and they have their specialties. But I think even better than the pizza to go thing is you can just walk down the street and walk into like this little alleyway thing, go up and you can buy whatever kind of alcohol you want, like wines, beers, cheeses. There's caviar, all from a vending machine.
Mm.
It's the coolest thing ever, especially when it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and you've just shut down one of the restaurants there that your friend owns and you want to go back to your Airbnb with your friends, but you don't have any alcohol there.
Speaking from personal experience.
Not at all.
All right. Well, a member of Facebook's oversight board says that while the company is still in the right for banning former President Donald Trump following the January 6th Capitol attack, the company can't ban someone indefinitely. On Fox News Sunday, Michael McConnell says Facebook's current rules are in shambles and the company needs to make their rules more consistent and transparent. McConnell emphasized Facebook was within its legal bounds to bar Trump from the site because the company is not a government entity and freedom of speech rules in the First Amendment don't apply. He also noted that if Facebook had not punished Trump for his actions on January 6th, it would have been giving preferential treatment to the former president.
Well, Frank, pollution is affecting a lot of things, and it's affecting marine life, apparently, on a chemical level. That is the word from scientists who studied the remains. This is so disgusting. They studied the remains of 44 dead turtles that were found on the coastline of Spain. And apparently the researchers found traces of plastic in the muscles of not one, not two, but every single one of these turtles. If that's not enough to make you think about what humans are doing to the environment, maybe this will. Those same scientists say if sea life is affected this way, well, we eat sea life and therefore we could be affected too.
Mm.
Ugh.
I eat a lot of seafood.
So do I.
I would not do well with that.
By the way, I just would like to mention, speaking of Spain, there was a massive party from the cobblestone streets of Madrid to the beaches of Barcelona over the weekend because the residents were celebrating the end of their 6-month-long national curfew. So people were like partying in the streets till dawn, throwing off their masks, much to the chagrin of the country's cops who tried to keep the locals under some semblance of control. But it was really kind of a wonderful sight to see.
We were talking about Saturday Night Live and Elon Musk earlier. We neglected to mention the musical guest, Miley Cyrus, who is celebrating after a successful run on Saturday Night Live. She kicked off the show by covering Dolly Parton's A Light of a Clear Blue Morning. Cyrus also performed her song Plastic Hearts and brought up the Kid Laro to perform their version of Without You. The episode was the first time the late night TV show live streamed the show on YouTube. The episode also, of course, featured Elon Musk and is now the third most watched episode of the season.
That, really? The third most? I would think it would be right up there.
I was quite surprised.
Yeah. This mom deserves a vacation and then some. A woman from Timbuktu, Mali, is recovering after giving birth via cesarean section to not one, not two, but nine babies at one time.
You're kidding.
No. The 25-year-old was flown to Morocco to deliver the babies. Doctors back at home and in Morocco thought she was expecting just seven, you know, just, but apparently the ultrasounds were off by two. Officials say the five girls and four boys are doing well, and if all survive, that would break a world record.
Mm, wishing them the best. Oof. Very quickly, hunting, we all know, can be quite dangerous, and it was quite dangerous for one person who was actually mistaken for a bird. That's right. A Missouri hiker is fighting to survive in the hospital after he was shot in the chest, and a hunter is to blame. It seems the man fired, thinking the hiker was a turkey. Witnesses say hikers sometimes wear bright colors just to prevent that from happening. The state of Missouri ended its turkey hunting season yesterday. No charges have been filed, but police confirm they are investigating.
That's so something out of Dateline, I have to tell you. Heading over to traffic on the sevens, Mr. Nolan has not shot any turkeys lately, or
not
human
lately,
beings,
no.
For that matter.
Route 17, both directions, Upper Saddle River. Again, that overturned tractor trailer, all lanes are closed. Tractor trailer off on the side of the roadway, a large debris spill. Got a good look at this thing. It's going to be here a while. It's between Lake Street and Allendale Road, so both directions, all lanes are going to be closed on Route 17 and Upper Saddle River. Eastbound Jackie Robinson at Cypress Avenue, an accident with one lane out. Out on Route 80, we still have that problem on the westbound side of Madison Avenue, exit 58. That one continues. Mass Transit, though, looks to be pretty good. An alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This report, a service of Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery for online orders on over 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities. When it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It's going to be kind of middling today. We'll have some showers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 62, but for the rest of the week, in through the weekend, at least at this point, it looks really nice. Tomorrow and Wednesday, 64 degrees with sun, few clouds here and there. Thursday, 68 degrees, lots of sun. Friday, 69 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. So all in all, looking pretty decent after today. 49 degrees currently in New York City. Franck.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more news coming your way. Sid Rosenberg's got sports. He'll also give us a preview of what you can expect on the Bernie and Sid show. Deb Valentine has all of the local headlines that you're going to be talking about. Fox News has everything that's happening nationally and internationally. And the NYPD is releasing surveillance video of a brutal attempted armed robbery in the Bronx. Cops say two men tried to steal a 27-year-old delivery man's moped on East 177th Street back on April 14th. The suspects repeatedly punched the victim, who refused to turn over the keys. The pair got away with the victim's phone while the NYPD is searching.
Clean up these streets, Mayor de Blasio. Good Lord. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and you're going to get the national headlines and local headlines from Deb momentarily.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. It's Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend, a nice Mother's Day, and you're ready to start the work week with a bang. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
You know, Frank, when I don't see you for 2 days, I'm sad. I like working with you. It's really a pleasure to come to work and you know, to work with you.
Well, I mean, first of all,
I have to tell you,
I feel the same way. Second, you shouldn't sound surprised when you said that. You said
no, right?
The way you said it, I like working with you.
Well, you know, there are times when I haven't liked working with people. So it's a pleasure to come to work. That's really what I wanted to say. And the reason that I brought that up is because I had a conversation with some of my friends, my flight attendant friends, Delta Dave and Lisa. They're flight attendants for Delta. They came over and we discussed how they said, you sound so happy and you seem so. And I said, you know what? I am. Life is good. I like my job. Like the people I work with a lot. It's just wonderful.
Well, ditto. I would extend my fondness for my coworkers to Gabby and Christian as well, who 100%.
They were part of it. I said, you know what? Waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3, depending on what my story is, waking up, it's really not torture anymore. I quite enjoy it when I know that I get to work with such cool people. I really mean that.
That's actually what we're going to put on our billboard. It's really not torture.
It's not torture. I do have a way with words, don't I? I love working with Deb as well. It's always a pleasure to see Deb. And Sid, of course, how can you compete with that?
Now, Joe Nolan is another matter, obviously.
No, Joe is a completely different thing. Yeah,
that's right.
We'll discuss.
Listen to Frank and Juliet. It's almost torture. Both ways, Route 17, Upper Saddle River, overturned tractor trailer. All lanes are closed. Tractor trailer off on the side. Again, a big old debris spill with this thing, too. Whatever was in the truck is all over the roadway. So, again, both ways on Route 17, all lanes are closed. It's between Lake Street and Allendale Road. Another accident in Jersey. This one westbound on Route 80 at exit 58, a collision. At least one lane out there. Now, the subways, we have a few problems here now. And as a result of that, the 1, the 2, the 3, 4, 5, and D trains are all going to have delays. And alternate side is in effect. It is fun coming in here every morning. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I mean, seriously, it's not torture talking to you either, Joe. Got to be honest.
No, it's fun. This is actually a lot of fun. It really is.
Well, I told you, my husband listens to this show specifically because of the segues between Frank tossing to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hysterical. Anyway, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it is not going to be torture today, but it is going to be rainy here and there. We'll get up to about 62 degrees. Chance of rain, 40%. Tomorrow, though, things start to clear up. It's going to look really nice. Mid-60s, basically, for the entire rest of the week with lots of sun around. You know, a few clouds here and there. But overall, I think it's going to be pretty nice. I think we're getting rid of, hopefully, all of that rain, that crazy April and May rain. And hopefully, it's going to just turn into a nice, cool, you know, sun making it warm type of day for you starting tomorrow. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 48 degrees, Frank.
Some Republican infighting does not appear to be going away anytime soon. The Republican leader of the House of Representatives is backing a shakeup in his own party's leadership. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Fox News that he supports New York Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Wyoming's Liz Cheney as the GOP conference chair. Cheney is facing removal from the number 3 GOP spot over a split with former President Trump. Cheney was one of several Republicans to back impeachment charges against Trump after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. McCarthy suggested the push to remove her is more about leadership in the party than her taking a specific position. Leader McCarthy also appeared yesterday on the Cats Roundtable. And if you want to hear that whole interview, you can go and listen to the podcast at WABCRadio.com.
Well, it's only happened once in Kentucky Derby history, but it appears another win is about to be invalidated. Sid will give you more information on this in a bit. But Churchill Downs suspended trainer Bob Baffert from entering horses at the legendary track and suggested it is going to pull Medina Spirit's recent victory after the horse failed a post-race drug test. Now, if the findings are upheld, Churchill Down officials say that they will declare Mandaloon the winner. The only horse ever to be disqualified for meds after winning the Derby is Dancer's Image, and that was back in 1968.
Mm. Well, but now, the thing that Sid was mentioning is the fact that the bettors who bet on Medina Spirit are going to get to keep their money. I mean, that strikes me as incredibly unfair.
I
guess they're not going to volunteer to give it back, but still, it doesn't seem right.
It just seems completely crazy.
Well, speaking of the Kentucky Derby winner, former President Trump is calling the winner of the Kentucky Derby a junkie. The horse, Medina Spirit, as Juliet just pointed out, did fail a drug test. And the president said that this is emblematic of what's happening to our country. The trainer has been suspended. Well, no reaction to the trainer's suspension from the former president.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Did he think that Medina Spirit was the jockey? That's what it sounded like to me.
I don't know. He said
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's
calling a horse a junkie. I mean,
maybe he was being funny. I mean, he does have a certain wit.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
If you read the statement, it definitely. Who knows? Who knows what's going on in that mind? But I thought it was entertaining. Certainly.
It was. It certainly was.
It was all over social media.
That's right.
It was very funny. All right. Lose the masks. That is the message from our nation's top doc. Sort of. Dr. Fauci was on ABC on Sunday, and he agreed it is time to start relaxing the mask guidance when indoors, saying, quote, that we need to start being more liberal as we get more people vaccinated. So I don't think he's saying, like, lose the masks right now, but things are looking really good, and a lot of medical experts agree with him, saying the CDC guidelines currently are just too strict and that masks should start to go away once more people are vaccinated. And hopefully that day will be very soon.
And in another sign that life is gradually getting back to normal, starting today, the New York Stock Exchange will begin allowing more brokers on the trading floor. Brokers who have been fully vaccinated will be exempt from random testing. They will also be allowed to remove face masks, but they must maintain social distancing of 6 feet or more. Members of the press will also be permitted on the trading floor. However, everyone will still be required to wear a mask when walking around the floor.
A Chinese interpreter is adamantly denying that she is the cause of the Bill and Melinda Gates breakup. Apparently, this woman, she's 36 years old. She had does work for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She posted on the Chinese social media website Weibo that she is most certainly not Bill Gates' mistress, and she slammed those for spreading what she calls unfounded rumors. Now, we're also hearing, though, that people, I think, are starting to look elsewhere as far as what was the impetus for this divorce. Several outlets are reporting that Melinda Gates has been consulting divorce lawyers since back in October of 2019, when Bill Gates' meetings with Jeffrey Epstein were revealed. And she decided at that point, according to reports, that the marriage was irretrievably broken.
Well, we're going to hear from Sid Rosenberg about what the New York Metropolitans did this weekend in just about a minute. But one story he may not cover in his sportscast is a story involving former New York Mets manager Bobby Valentine, who says he's running for mayor of Stamford, Connecticut. The 70-year-old Stamford native announced his candidacy with a video on social media. He's running as an independent and joins a race that includes two Democrats, incumbent mayor David Martin and state representative Carolyn Simmons. Valentine owns a sports bar in Stamford and previously served as the city's health and public safety director in 2011 before he was hired by the Boston Red Sox.
Well, I talked about this earlier, but it is really something that's kind of stunning, breathtaking to say the least. And it's a big lesson to all you folks who are doing Zoom calls. This is about a woman who teaches Spanish at the Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering up in Morningside Heights. Although she teaches Spanish, it didn't stop her from giving her students an X-rated course in health. The teacher was apparently caught on Zoom sucking a man's nipple and gyrating on him about 10 minutes before the end of this Zoom class. Of course, the tech-savvy kids recorded the racy scene and they reposted it on various social media platforms. Now, this happened way back in the fall, but apparently it's just making news now. This woman's name is Amanda Fletcher. She's 37 years old. She didn't give an excuse to the investigators, apparently, but it is likely, I guess one would assume, that she didn't realize that her camera was on and she had maybe her bow over and, was just trying to kill two birds with one stone, I guess, while the kids were doing some coursework. She has since been reassigned and the Department of Education says it's going to pursue some sort of disciplinary action. So we shall see. I'll keep you updated.
That we will. Some sort of disciplinary action.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 6:15, it's time for sports with Sid Rosenberg. What's happening, Sid?
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. For the second consecutive day, the Yankees win in walk-off fashion.
Chance to win it. Hit shortly and through for a base hit, and the Yankees win. 3-2, Stanton with an RBI single. The Yankees walk it off 2 days in a row, and they complete an outstanding homestand, winning 7, losing 2.
That's Michael Kay, our buddy on the call, the Yes Network. Yes, the Yankees go 7-2 on the homestand, not by themselves at 18-16 overall, just 3.5 behind Boston. They enjoy a day off today in Tampa tomorrow for those Rays who have now beaten the Yankees 18 of the last 23 times. The Mets 1-2. The Mets are on fire. That's now 5 in a row. Don't look now, but at 18-13, the Mets have sole possession of first place inside the NL East, one better than Joe Girardi's Phillies and a game and a half better than Atlanta. That's the good news. They won 4-2 over Arizona. They swept them. Here's the bad news. Jacob DeGrom out. Took himself out in the sixth inning with a second consecutive start. Tightness on his right side. We'll have an MRI today. He did get the win, but again, a bittersweet win for the Mets if, in fact, DeGrom is on the shelf. Mets enjoy the day off today. They welcome the Baltimore Orioles to Queens starting tomorrow. Knickerbockers. This great season continues. They're now 38-30 after 68 games after beating the top-ranked Clippers 106-100 yesterday. 25 for Derrick Rose off the bench, 24 for Reggie Bullock. Here's Derrick Rose the rest of the way for the Knicks.
I mean, we think about it, but we know that we're not finished with what we're doing. We have a goal. We want to keep getting better along the way, like tonight, coming out and playing in the second half with that urgency.
Hockey tonight. The Islanders are in Boston. The Devils are in Philadelphia. And if you did bet Medina Spirit to win the Kentucky Derby, you do keep your money, even though the horse will be disqualified, if not already. And Bob Baffert has been suspended for steroid use. If you bet Medina Spirit, you get to keep your money. Sports at 15-45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
6:17. Joe Nolan, I was thinking quite a bit about you yesterday as my wife and I were driving in 2.5 hours worth of traffic from eastern Long Island to Staten Island. You were nowhere to be found.
No.
And I'm curious if there's anybody similarly situated this morning.
Well, Route 17 up there in Upper Saddle River, Sid knows this road very well. All lanes are closed in both directions right around Allendale Road. There's an overturned tractor trailer. Debris spill all over the place, there's fuel all over the place, and it's going to be a while before they get that out of the way. That's both ways on Route 17 and Upper Saddle River. Now, on the belt, on the westbound side at Ocean Parkway, two lanes are out. Route 80 on the westbound side at Exit 58, there's an accident. Then on the island, Southern State eastbound at Nassau Road, there's a stall again in the right lane. Subway issues on the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, and the D trains, and alternate side again today. Is in effect. This report is a service of Indeed.com. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job descriptions. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
6:19, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Stock futures are mixed ahead of this morning's opening that could see the major indexes nearing records when trading begins. Dow futures are up 76 points, more than 0.2%, and the S&P 500 futures are essentially unchanged. NASDAQ futures are down 34.50, 0.25%. The Dow added 2.7% last week, and the S&P 500 gained 1.2%. The NASDAQ lost 1.5% for the week, despite a 0.9% gain on Friday. Something that is not up in the aftermath of Elon Musk's Saturday Night Live appearance is Dogecoin. Dogecoin, which had gone from trading at about a penny to 60 cents in a very short amount of time, took quite a tumble as Elon Musk and his mother joked about Dogecoin, a controversial cryptocurrency, on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And finally, millions of Americans are still waiting for their tax refunds, count me among them, as the backlog at the IRS continues to grow. The Taxpayer Advocate Service says the agency has 31 million returns that are waiting for manual processing as the tax deadline of May 17th approaches. That number has grown by 2 million since the independent arm of the IRS focused on taxpayers' rights last gave a report. Some of those returns are from 2019 and have not been processed because of the pandemic, Juliet.
Well, at least you're getting a refund.
Exactly.
So, well, just be happy about that.
But the worst thing was I owed the state They took their money right away. And then the feds owe me, and they're taking their sweet time and getting that money back to me.
I know. But, you know, it's two different entities, so whatever. Yes. But, yeah. Oh, I'm having fun with the IRS lately. It's a joy. Sid, just Sid, when you file your tax returns, do you just put Sid?
That's right. Well?
No, I put Frank Morano, actually.
yeah, because you don't want that. You don't want to have to report the big money that you're making.
That's right.
I know.
Big money.
Big dollars.
Big. But I'll think about doing that in the future, so thank you. Juliet's already carved out this whole new thing for me. It's working out quite well, so.
And I expect my 10% anytime.
Well, your friends are going to be live in studio today. Christian DeMeo, the writer, director, and star of Gravesend, and his son Christian DeMeo.
Right,
actually, very
DeMeo
handsome kid.
And Christian.
William and Christian, I'm sorry, yes. They'll both be in studio coming up at 9:25 this morning, and we'll talk about Gravesend and all the exciting things we've done already in Miami and how Brooklyn is next. And
when my shooting date is?
We're going to figure that out today, I promise.
Perfect.
You. I promise.
Now, you remember, I want to be a murderess or something like that.
Right. Not a gourmand. You don't want to be that.
No. I mean, that could be a title. I don't want to get into any sex scenes or anything.
No. Of course not. No. I haven't seen any sex scenes now that you said that.
I just want to kill people.
Better than sex. So both of those guys will be here today.
Speaking of killing people, you also have one of the leading Republican candidates for mayor in studio today.
We do. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, our very own Curtis Lee was going to be here. The New York Post today endorsing Eric Adams.
That was a little bit of a surprise, no?
No.
You don't think so?
No. And he's going to win.
A newspaper that almost always endorses Republicans.
Almost.
Endorsing a Democrat.
Almost. I haven't seen the New York Post even write about Fernando Mateo. Curtis is in there once in a while, but Adams and Yang are in that paper every single day, every day. So I'm not all that surprised, no.
Well,
even yesterday they showed the quote-unquote mayoral candidates talking about the shooting in Times Square. This is on local television. Mm. And those candidates included Eric Adams and Andrew Yang, even though Curtis also spoke about it. Good luck finding him outside of, like, News 12 on Long Island.
Mm.
So, anyway, he'll be in at 8:40 this morning. He's going to tell you why he's the only choice for mayor. And then Rich Lowry will be here on this Monday morning. It's a good show. Rich Lowry, Curtis Sliwa, and William and Christian DeMeo.
All right.
Yes, thank you, Julia. Thank you.
But I want you to understand that you and your wife are now going to have to reevaluate what is happening this summer with your June trip to London, which may have to go on pause because the U.S. was not on the U.K.'s green list. You really need to think about what you're going to do.
Okay.
Because you might not be able to travel in June.
Fair enough.
So you might have to go with us to Italy.
Well, I'm going to Hawaii, I think, also in early June. But Yes. End of May, early June, to the 6th, I think I'll be back. Still plenty of time to get to London, plenty of time.
Well.
But we'll have that discussion.
But if London is shut down to you, you guys are welcome to join us in Italy. We are changing our trip because we can't go to London. So now
Are you going to Rome? Where are you staying in?
We'll go to Rome. And actually, Delta Dave, our friend, the flight attendant, is going to switch around his schedule so that he could be on our flight,
yeah.
Working our flight, which is going to be really cool. And then we'll take the train up to Florence and probably maybe Siena, and then end up in Venice to see all of our friends.
Hard to beat that. Oh, we do love Capri. That's our favorite place.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Nice. Yes,
yeah, that's
beautiful. But you guys have to come to Venice with me. I'm telling you, our friends are there. They are Venetians, true and true, and they will give you the greatest experience of your life.
All right. I'm not going to say a done deal, but it's could be a done deal by the end of the week.
Think about it.
Thank you for that, Rachel.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I would like to do that. I think we might be in Cape May that week, though.
Well, yes, you might be, but we'll think about my birthday in September.
All right.
Well, okay.
We have talked
about this.
Yes.
We've got to discuss
yes.
it.
Yes. Renting a castle.
Yes.
Right?
A palazzo. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you peasants call it.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Colorado's governor is sending prayers to the families of six people killed at a birthday party. The suspect is believed to be a boyfriend of one of the victims. Police say he walked into a home and opened fire before taking his own life. Thankfully, none of the children inside were hurt.
This is a horrible story because the way that it sounded, at least from the Fox News report, was that people didn't think that there was anything wrong with this guy. He was just quiet. But then you have to wonder, okay, he wasn't invited to this party, apparently. And so he shows up and blows all the adults away.
Right.
Oh, God. All right. Well, some ominous news from World Health officials who say COVID vaccine hesitancy is threatening global herd immunity, and that could create some major health and economic problems worldwide. Meantime, there's a new Gallup poll, and it found that people in richer countries like the U.S., for instance, tend to be more wary of the jab compared to people in poorer parts of the world. Of those who are currently saying no to the jab, 79% say that they are adamant in their refusal and nothing is going to change their mind. 16% say maybe they'd change their mind. And 5% said that their mind could be changed. Just, you know, give me a little money, give me a beer, right, free beer, and maybe we can have. And when it comes to gender, Frank, yes, you got it right earlier. Women are more likely to be inflexible. 81% saying nothing would change their mind.
Finally, Juliet, oil prices are rising this morning after a pipeline had to shut down due to a cyber attack. Nearly half of the fuel supply on the East Coast comes from the Colonial Pipeline. The White House stepped in last night, making it possible to ship oil products to New York in tankers with an emergency declaration.
I will see you guys tomorrow. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Christian, Gabby, Deb, and Joe Nolan, we will all be back here tomorrow morning. Make sure you stay tuned for Bernie and Sid's show. Until then, here is Traffic on the Sevens with our buddy Joe.
Debris spillage between Lake Street and Allendale Road. Westbound Belt Parkway at Ocean Parkway, an accident two lanes are out. Inbound Gowanus BQE all jammed up at Atlantic Avenue, an accident one lane out of service there. Southbound Westside Highway slow getting off at 12th Avenue. 54th Street and 12th, there's an accident. Westbound on Route 80, a crash right around the area of Exit 58. And on the Southern State, eastbound at Nassau Road, look for a stall again. The right lane is out. The alternate side is in effect. With Traffic on the Sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.